My name is Devin Devine, and this is In the City After Shen Shen. These bridges, both of us walk across, usually alone and too late at night. We bought rape whistles, claiming ourselves warrior or woman, and crossing the street before crossing paths with tall, dark strangers. In trains, we see all the other cities, but know the grace here of kitchen floors, of familiar, of friends that have not left yet either, of astonishment that we keep waking up, that we did it. Another day, the skyline reminding us that not much changes here, not since 1974. Astonishment that we can leave any day we want to, but we don't. This night, I too dream of leaving, to running away to California, to Chicago. But what of parents? What of our families and friends? The cheap grocery stores with vegan soy-free tofu served in a mason jar, and the iconic perfection of a Dick's burger. Unabashed Pacific Northwest bullshit, we still pay our rent in cash. I do not know if I take this city for granted. I will miss her, but I have been left before. Me in the mess of healing slowly, me always opening the oven. In Spokane, there are 5 months a year we all just get sad at the same time. The broken of us don't stop at five and let it keep going into pork and barbecue summers, and not even the sun can take us out of this slump. What of the marmots, or fat, depressed groundhogs who spent winter rehashing their mistakes over whiskey with too much sour, like he used to make and pour down my willing mouth, the basement ripped out of me and replaced by bitters and rye? I loved every last one just between us. If I could hate anyone else the way I hate my hangover, sealed each toilet side morning like I knew I deserved better, and I did, and I do. The meat of a man still confuses me, even during sex, and especially sober. A dream tells me one day that I am pregnant, but you, my city, who made me realize I could keep coming back for more, not ready, years of making grand plans to pack up, and each year I stay, I continued failing. I prove again that this city is kind and empathetic and stubborn, like admitting to my mother that I look at all of this city and its bridges as if they are to jump off of. You are there, city. She is their friend. The day of the pills, of almost swimming, saying goodbye as if it was a foundation cracking, the chunk of vomit caught in my lungs like a drowning, as if I was drowning in the water off the bridge or my own bathtub. I knew death wanted water. I don't know what made me do it. I call it a voice, but that's fucking crazy. Tell the story and maybe I won't feel so like a memoir or an award-winning script or at least my shitty poems, anything that isn't inside. To the joy that tells me to stay, to fantasize less about the leaving boils down to the fact that I am safe here in my city. And what of you? The fear of winters. The city is failing and cannot keep any of us much longer. It has been months, and I know what it is like to be missed. And yet, I dream of trains, and my love will hate wherever we end up that isn't sand. But then again, my city could welcome us back, like slow-healing scab and hopeful American town that is familiar as it is safe as it is you.